This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Richard Schaefer, Schaffer, date of birth 9/22/1937. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Schaefer with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure, also severe aortic stenosis. His last visit was June 19th of this year. His weight is stable, and he has been feeling well, he reports, since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion, and he comes to the clinic in a power wheelchair. No edema and no orthopnea or PND. Medications, he's on aspirin, 325 milligram daily, and ferrous sulfate, 65 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight is 188 pounds, pulse 67, blood pressure 150/80. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart with an aortic murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 14th, 2023. Hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count, normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. Creatinine is 2.04, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 31. Calcium 9.02, albumin 3.6, and phosphorus 2.7. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease. We will ask the patient to continue to have monthly lab studies done. He does fluctuate between 3B and 4. 2, congestive heart failure, secondary to severe aortic stenosis, inoperable, so that will need close monitoring. And 3, hypertension. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.